It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
1039 and 98.5, mypigradio.com. The Morning Show, John, Anna, and friends, brought to you by Millway Credit Union. Stronger, smarter, sensible. Alan Brown and the crew over at Millway will take care of you. They are your friends, your local financial institution of choice. And our friend, guest from the community today, is one of our favorite guests.
Yes, well, they're all our favorites.
But we have our favorite favorites. We got a small list of favorite favorites. She's on that. Trinity from Domestic Violence Prevention, Inc. here in Texarkana. And this time of year, they've got the most wonderful thing that they do for the people in need that they help. And we're talking about the adults and the children who have been, unfortunately, subject to domestic violence. They've got the Santa Store.
Yes.
But before we talk about the Santa Store, for those that just may not even know what's going on,
domestic violence prevention.
What all do you guys do to help out people who have been in abusive situations?
Yeah, so Domestic Violence Prevention, Inc. serves over 10 counties in the area.
10 counties.
10 yep. counties. Mm-hmm. And so some of the services that we offer, which are free of charge, by the way, is our 24-hour crisis hotline. So if someone is in an emergency situation and they're ready to flee, or maybe they're not in an emergency situation, they just want to talk to somebody, this is a number they can call at any time of the day, night, weekend, holiday, to get to a safe place, mm-hmm. or just to talk to somebody.
Right.
And that number is 903-793-4357.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then another service we offer is our emergency shelter.
Uh-huh.
So confidential shelter, safe house, however you want to call it. So if you're needing a place to flee to that you can't just Google and find it, you know, you and your family can go there and stay.
It's a safe haven.
Safe.
Thank you. That's the word I was going to use. Very good.
We're so good.
Yeah.
Yes. And then some other services that we offer is our outreach services. So our legal advocates, they are placed in our three different offices. We have some here in Texarkana, uh-huh. at our Texarkana office, Atlanta, and in Hope. And they help get protective orders and things like that. Then we also have our counseling services with support groups and individual counseling as well.
So there's a lot of different ways that you help people when they're in that type of situation. Because, you know, it affects everything in your life. If you're being abused,
what are examples besides physical abuse? What are examples? Because some people think, well, that he didn't hit me.
Right. So, JW was saying that economical, financial. So, you know, withholding money, isolation, verbal, emotional. You know, we already talked about sexual abuse and things like that. Those are all just different ways besides just being physical.
Right. So that. You guys help in all those different ways.
Right.
And the thing that gets me is the fact that I think it goes on more than what people realize, doesn't it?
Yes.
Domestic violence. So we think, oh, everything, you know, we're okay. Not that much. There's more of it going on, unfortunately, than what we really know, right?
Right. You know, like I've said before, we've served over, in the past year, over 1,000 clients in our area, and that's just people who are reporting it.
Right.
I mean, there's so much more that's not going on. I mean, I was talking to my director the other day, and she was like, yeah, I used to have women who didn't understand that being punched in the face was actually domestic violence.
That's not right.
And so some people just don't have the understanding of it, and so there's so much more going on than we realize.
Well, if there's somebody out there, I know you've said this before, if they're in imminent danger, get on the phone and call 911. But if there's somebody out there that is enduring an abuse of any type like this and they want help, how can they reach out to you? What are the different ways to get in touch?
Yes, so they can, like I said, call that crisis hotline at 903-793-4357 or call any of our main offices during business hours, and they can talk to an advocate there. Or if they want to reach us through Facebook, they can do that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
and everything's confidential. Everything's
confidential. Right. We can't talk to nobody about none of your business you tell us.
Yeah,
so.
There you go. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the happy part of this, the Santa Store.
Yes.
Woo-hoo!
And we're all geared up for that because the deadline is coming, and you, my friends out there, can still help. There's still time to help, and we'll talk more about that coming up. And more of the best and the most country is next on The Pig. It's a Wednesday morning with John, Anna, and friends.
All right.
103.
All right.
And we caught her again. See, you can catch me on the video on the Facebook thing because you turn the camera on when I'm doing something like...
Well, I can't see that section of your screen.
And I can get you on the microphone.
Right.
Anyway, good morning. It's 103.9985 mypigradio.com. The Morning Show, John, Anna, and friends. Brought to you by Millway Credit Union. They got the Arkansas Boulevard location, Wake Village, and Ashdown. They're stronger, smarter, and sensible. And speaking of smarter, sensible, stronger, it's
Trinity
from DVP Inc.
Hello.
Our friend for the community today, and we've been talking about domestic violence prevention, obviously, but now we're going to talk about the good part about it,
right.
what she is doing and what their agency is doing right now to help these people who need help this time of the year. They've suffered through some type of domestic violence, them and their kids. Now we want to do something nice for them. It's the Santa store.
Right.
Explain the Santa store for those who have not heard about it.
Yes. This is my most favorite time of the year, mm-hmm. is when we get to set up a confidential Christmas store for our clients, and our parents get to actually come in and shop for a full Christmas for their kids.
I love this.
They get to come in and shop. So right. That's the nice part.
Kinda, that's empowering.
Yeah, it gives them a good feeling like, hey, I'm getting to do this, even though I didn't have much.
Yeah, and that's what we want to do. We want to empower our moms, but then also give a wonderful Christmas to our kids.
Yeah.
So they can go brag to their friends at school about, like, hey, I got some awesome presents, too.
Really?
Right.
Every child wants to wake up on Christmas morning and have something that they've been dying to have, you know?
Right. And sometimes it's a simple pair of sneakers that just makes their eyes light
Whatever it is that they think, this is what I got to have, because every kid's liked it. I mean, come on.
So you had a goal of $20,000?
And yes. You're doing well, but we're kind of late in the game, so what is the deadline for helping out for this year's Santa store?
Yes, our deadline is Friday, December 11th.
That would be 2 days from now.
Whoa.
And what's the best, and at this late date, what's the best way to help you? Would it be financial donations?
Yes, financial donations would be the best way to help out right now. And if you want to donate toys, we would still love your toys, new toys. Mm. But financial, because we got to go shopping, guys.
Right,
we gotta
fill some gaps.
Yeah, fill some gaps that we didn't get donated this year. And yeah.
All right.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, well, just a couple of days ago, it might be better at this point to get the financial donation so you can go shop. Because you said there's some gifts out there that you know that people are wanting, the kids are wanting, that you might need to go purchase yourself.
Right.
Because,
how fun.
Yeah, it may not be something that somebody donates. So how can they, in these last 2 days, get that financial donation to you to help the kids?
Yeah, so if you guys have Facebook, you can go to our Facebook page, Domestic Violence Prevention, Inc. Our profile picture is a purple circle with our name in it. And there is a PayPal link on some of the posts we've been posting. Just click on that. You can do a debit or credit card. Or if you're old-fashioned and you want to bring it by the office, you're more than welcome to. We are located at 424 Spruce Street in Texarkana, Texas.
She was thinking about me when you said old. I know that's what it was. And he'll be driving down there today. He's so old-fashioned. But where are you located again?
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
We're located in downtown Texarkana at 424 Spruce Street, and you can bring by a check, or if you want to bring cash, either or would be great.
Mm-hmm. Cash is great.
Cash is great.
But anyway, please, if you're thinking about helping out anybody during this Christmas season, think about helping out their clients, the people who have been abused, the children who've had to endure that. This is the Santa store, that is just a wonderful idea, and we would appreciate it if you would make your financial donation in the next couple of days to help out DVP Inc. and their Santa store. And we'll talk more about this, and we'll find a game for you two to play, because we have to play a game.
I love games.
We love it.
She loves games, so there we go. More of the best in most countries coming up on The Pig. Well, what I say every day when Anna walks in the door, hello, L-O-V-E.
Aw, look at you being nice.
I don't really say that. But
no, he doesn't. Grumble, grumble, walk by the door.
Well, I got to get you got to get your coffee going before you can be all cheery. Is that not right, Trinity?
Yes.
Yeah.
I would have gone with no. You should be polite when you walk by the door.
Oh. As my grandmother used to say, fiddlesticks.
Okay.
All right.
What's the game?
We're going to play a game. The game today happens to be Match the Mouth.
Oh, wonderful.
So I'm going to give you a quote from notable people, and then I'm going to give you three or four people to choose from, and you decide who said it.
All right.
Here we go. Number one. Quote, you do what you can for as long as you can, and when you finally can't, you do the next best thing. You back up, but you don't give up. All right?
Okay.
Who said that? Was it former General and President Dwight Eisenhower, former President FDR, Chuck Yeager, the pilot, JFK, the president, or the astronaut John Glenn? Which one of those famous people said all that about doing as long as you can, keep going.
Well, my husband's been watching a bunch of astronaut stuff, and I don't think John Glenn said that. And then I don't think any president would say that either.
Okay.
So I'm going to say Chuck Yeager. I don't know who
he is.
I'm
going with her.
That is a very good summation there. Because it is Chuck Yeager. And Chuck Yeager was the guy that broke the sound barrier.
Oh, that's right.
He just passed away
right.
at 90-something years old.
Right.
A couple of days ago.
Right.
So
this week.
There you go. Yeah.
Jeez.
Here we go. Number two. Quote, the future started yesterday and we're already late.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow.
Did the dude Elon Musk say that? Henry Ford, who, you know, did the Ford automobile, Walt Disney of Disney fame, John Legend, or Alec Baldwin? Who said the future started yesterday and we're already late?
I'm not really sure.
This was tough.
I don't think it was Walt Disney. That's
well, you're right. It was not Walt Disney.
It doesn't sound like a Henry Ford thing.
It wasn't Henry Ford. You're right.
Elon Musk, he would say something more technical. So
okay,
we're down
wasn't
to
Elon
the last two.
So it's either Alec Baldwin or John Legend said the future started yesterday and we're already
late. Flip a coin.
Flip a coin.
John Legend.
Okay, we're going
really
with
well.
You.
My goodness, you are on a roll. It is John Legend.
Awesome.
All right. Number three and the last one.
All right.
Aww. Quote, I don't really push myself upon people. I don't have that. When it meets and things fall in line, it's meant to happen. Okay, did Ivanka Trump say that? Courtney Cox, Jason Momoa, Lisa Bonet, and I don't even know how to pronounce this person's name. Gigi Hadid, maybe? I don't even know her. It's not the last one I couldn't pronounce. Okay, I'll help you out on
that. It's not Ivanka Trump. She would have said something different.
Okay.
No.
It's not Courtney.
Okay, so I guess you kind of... Is it Lisa Bonet or Jason Momoa? I don't really push myself upon people. I don't have that. When it meets and things fall in line, it's meant to happen.
Let's flip a coin. What do you pick?
She's been good so far.
It sounds like something a woman would say.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say Lisa.
Okay.
Well, y'all got two out of three, right? It was...
Aww. We did good.
I don't even know who Jason Momoa is.
Aquaman, I think.
Is he? Okay.
I think he's the new Aquaman.
Oh,
thank you.
He's Aquaman?
All right.
Oh, we should have known that.
Well, you got two out of three right. You win.
We are winners.
And speaking of winners, the Santa Store is a winner. Once again, Domestic Violence Prevention Inc., DVP Inc., need your help. Last 2 days to get ready to get those items for the Santa Store. We want you to tell them once again what ways in the next couple of days can they get... particularly financial donations because we're late in the game.
Yes. So go to our Facebook page, Domestic Violence Prevention, Inc., and click on our PayPal link. You can donate that way by debit or credit card. Or if you want to, bring a check by our main office at 424 Spruce Street, or cash if you want to do that as well. Mm-hmm. And we can go shopping next week to fill in those gaps for our toys.
So the big Santa store is next week.
Yes.
All right, you're going to have so much fun, aren't you?
This is going to be exciting.
Oh, I'm so excited.
You'll usually have some pictures that, like, confidential, but you have pictures of the store, and then you guys sometimes were you dressed up last year?
Yeah, I put on my little reindeer ears and stuff like that and my sweaters.
You got to the spirit of it. I liked it. So we look forward to seeing the pictures and seeing it and knowing that everybody had a great Christmas.
Right, and we'll have something up on our website to talk about what's going on. But in the next couple of days... Please think about making that financial donation to DVP. They help out the family and the kids that need help at Christmas time. Santa Store is so much fun. Thank you so much, Trinity, for coming in. We hope you have a great Santa Store, and for you and your family, a Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.